With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Cayman Islands Judiciary has issued its Easter operating notice. Court offices will close on Good Friday, the 3rd of April, and Easter Monday, the 6th of April, 2026. The Grand Court Easter vacation will take place from the 2nd to 13th of April, during which only urgent matters will be heard. The summary court and all other court services will remain fully operational. Regular court activity will restart on Tuesday, the 7th of April. The public is advised to keep these dates in mind when arranging court-related matters. In other news, the Mosquito Research and Control Unit is urging campers and people outdoors to protect themselves and help guide control efforts. MRCU says some areas could see higher levels of biting over the long weekend. The agency is advising residents and visitors to use mosquito repellents and to wear lightweight clothing that covers the skin. Communications officer Kevin Wattler says people often turn to the unit for advice on what to use.
People often ask us what is the best mosquito repellent to wear. We recommend DEET, Picardin, or IR3535.
Evening aircraft and ground operations will start about 15 minutes after sunset to target adult mosquitoes. MRCU is also asking residents to report heavy mosquito activity by email at mrcu@gov.ky. And finally, hurricane season isn't even here yet, but Cayman's weather experts are already in the field. As Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports, they're attending a high-level meeting in Florida as part of the strategy to keep us safe this year.
While the skies over the Cayman Islands are relatively clear for now, the forecast for the upcoming season is already being written in Orlando. Three members of the National Weather Service, Alan Ebanks, Benjamin Harding, and Dwayne Leslie, are currently embedded with international experts at the National Hurricane Conference. The four-day event is the premier training ground for disaster management, and it covers a wide spectrum from the latest in tracking storms to how information is delivered to the public. Acting Director General Kerry Powery says it is essential to stay connected to global developments, and adds the conference allows our local team to strengthen their capabilities, ensuring the information the public receives supports informed decision-making and community safety. But weather tracking is only half the battle. Hazard Management Cayman Islands is also represented, focusing on how different agencies coordinate when a storm's on the horizon. Acting Director Mark Codling says this level of collaboration is critical, as effective preparedness depends on shared knowledge and a continuous commitment to improving how we support our communities. The insights gained this week will be folded into the National Hurricane Plan before the season begins on June 1st. In the meantime, officials say now is the time to check your supplies and visit caymanprepared.ky for the latest resources. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News. President Macron of France says the United States is giving contradictory messages about the war against Iran. He warned that bombing did not deliver a lasting solution to Iran's nuclear ambitions. He added it was unrealistic to think military action could reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Macron's comments came as more than 40 countries joined talks on diplomatic means to reopen the strait. The Italian foreign minister called for a humanitarian corridor for fertilizer and other essentials to avoid a food crisis in Africa. Further heavy airstrikes have been reported in Iran after President Trump threatened to bomb the country back to the Stone Age. Videos showed a big fire at Mashhad Airport. In other news, the four NASA astronauts on the Artemis II mission have repositioned their spacecraft in orbit in preparation for the next stage, which will see them escape Earth's orbit and head for the moon flyby. Police in Uganda say four pupils have been stabbed to death and at least three others injured at a school in the capital, Kampala. The suspect was arrested as a crowd was trying to lynch him. China has warned other nations against interfering in its relations with the Cook Islands after New Zealand signed a new defence agreement with them. A far-left French lawmaker has been taken into custody in Paris over a social media post. The Euro MP, Rima Hassan, was detained for questioning over a now-deleted message expressing solidarity with the Japanese militant Gozo Okamoto. He was convicted for the 1972 attack on Israel's Ben-Gurion airport, which killed 26 people. And archaeologists in Denmark found a warship sunk by the British Admiral Horatio Nelson more than two centuries ago. It was under Copenhagen Harbour, with cannon and uniforms on board. BBC News.